Simen Kuf Pei Aleph Halacha Hey. For those of us who started from the beginning, today is our 800th day of learning Halacha. Mazel Tov on another milestone, 2400 Halacha. Aser l'bal din l'sapr inyan ha-mishra l'fnei ha-deinam shol l'fnei bal din chavera. It's aser for a litigant to relate the subject of the litigation to a judge when not in the presence of the other litigant. V'lo yakdim es atzman lov l'fnei ha-deinam kadim chavera. No more so, he should not appear before the judge earlier than his fellow litigant. Shalai nechshad shamakdim k'dei l'sad ha-tanaisa shalai l'fnei chavera. So that it doesn't appear that he's setting forth his arguments without the other litigant there in his presence. Halacha vav. Kishem shadayim halakeach shechad afilo zakat azaka over b'lo yisase. Just as a judge who accepts a bride, even only to vindicate the one who in truth is innocent, is guilty of violating a lav. Kach anaisens hashechad over b'lo yisase lefnei ivo yisase nushal. So too one who gives a bribe violates the Isra of you should not place a stumbling block before a blind person. So both people are over on a lav. Halacha zayin. Asa litzim shekel b'chol inyan. It's asa to make a false claim before bez in any situation. I feel miyadev atzim shuzaka, even if one knows about himself that he's right. V'yitam emes nischaya b'din, but is aware that if he would make a truthful claim, he would lose the case. Mikol makal miyitam shekel, he nevertheless should not make a false claim. Hachi Yisav Gemara. This passage is found in the Gemara in Shavuos. Tan Rabbana. Minayin lo neishav chaver perish shehil v'chaver amana. From where can it be derived that one who holds a claim against his friend for amana, shelo yamar, he should not say to himself at the end of a masayim, I'll claim from him 200 zuz. Kadesh shiyar li b'mana v'yischayv l'shavuos, so that he will admit to one mana and he will be required to swear regarding the remainder of my claim. Va'agag al shuv m'gakam acher, and I'll devolve upon him an obligation to swear regarding another claim that I have against him. Tam Leimer, the Gemara says that there's a pasuk midrash shekar tirchok, distance yourself from falsehood. Menayin l'neish mechaver amana v'tana masayim, that from where can it be derived that when a person holds a claim against another person for amana, but illegitimately claims 200 zuz from him, shleim aleva, that the borrower should not say to himself, and in Bezin I'll deny the claim in its entirety, but outside Bezin I'll confess to him regarding the mana that I owe him, so that I did not become liable to swear to him. And he will not pile on me an obligation to swear regarding another claim. And still use the same pasuk midrash akar tirchok to teach you the other way around. Minayim, from where can it be derived l'shlosha shenosh amana ba'achad, that if three people had a joint claim of amana against one person, shloy echa bal din shnei yedim, they should not appear before bezdin as one as the litigant and two as the witnesses, k'deish yitzum amana liyachloikus, that they will be able to collect the amana and divide it amongst themselves. Talmud lomer midrash akar tirchok, again distancing yourself from falsehood.